Hello, and welcome back to That Was Scary. Today, I'll be reading you the second part of a story called Present. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to be scared. In the morning, I woke up. I got out of bed, and I couldn't believe my eyes. The doll was on my desk. I figured that my mom found it outside, but something was off. Why give it to me? Why not my sister who plays with dolls like that? I shrugged it off and got dressed. Then I went out to the living room. My mom and sister weren't there, which was off. They were the early birds. They always got the worm. And the Christmas lights seemed dimmer. I again shrugged it off and got a breakfast bar. Time had passed and my mom came out. She looked really tired, so I didn't bother her. Then I looked at the clock. 12:15 already? I hadn't even had lunch. I raced out the door and told my mom goodbye. Then I got on my bike and rode to the public pool. But I didn't forget to bring my swimsuit. At the pool, I saw my friend. He was just getting out of the changing room. I ran over to him and gave him a high five. "Why were you late?" he asked. "I lost track of time," I said. I quickly got changed. When I walked out, my friend was sitting at a table. I looked like he was ordering lunch, so I sat down. Then I told him about the doll. I told him about the notes in the air. I told him about the note in the box. I also told him about the doll reappearing. He didn't believe me. I don't blame him. It was a scary story. After lunch, we got in the pool. We splashed around and played, but I kept looking at the time. The time was 3:45 when my friend decided he wanted to jump off the big diving board at the top. I was too scared, but I told him to go anyway. When he got to the top, I gave him a thumbs up. He had always waited about 15 minutes in line. Then he counted down. 1, 2, 3. He dove, but hit his feet on the back of the board. He screamed in pain, but his momentum going down made him hit the bottom of the pool. The lifeguard saw. He ran immediately, and he told everybody to get out. Then he called the paramedics. I ran to the laboratory. Was he okay? When I reached into my bag to get my clothes, I saw the doll. How did it get there? I threw it on the ground and it smashed. I ran out of the place and started to go home. I hadn't stopped to see if he was okay. Was that the right thing to do? If he had gotten hurt, what would I tell the police? So I just left. When I was running home, I got lost. When I finally made it home, it was 5:00. I walked through the door and up to my mom. "Where have you been?" she asked. I started to tell her what happened, about my friend, about the doll, and why I was late. She just hugged me and looked me in the eyes. "Honey, your sister is missing." "Missing how?" I tried to call the police, but they said I need to wait 24 hours, so I want you to come look in the woods with me. "Sure," I said, stammering. I looked at the tree. It was getting dim. We walked out the door and into the woods. We wanted to stay together. We yelled her name, but heard nothing. Eventually, after a while, we had split apart. But we didn't notice. Then I looked at my watch. 6:30. It was late, and I hadn't had dinner. I turned around to my mom, but she wasn't there. I realized we had gotten lost. I started yelling, "Mom!" But no answer, so I headed home. I wonder if she went home. And when I got home, I called her. No answer. Called again. No answer. I looked at the tree, even dimmer. I went outside and yelled at the top of my lungs, "Mom!" But no answer. I ran inside and checked the whole house. No mom or sister. I walked out to the living room, and I saw it. The doll. The living room was now pitch black. The tree, not dim, but dark. No light, just the doll. Then I heard a click. All the doors, locked. "How are you doing this?" I yelled. The doll did not respond. All of a sudden, the room started closing in. The walls got smaller. I just laid down. "Why are you doing this to me?" I thought about what had happened. My friend, my sister, my mom, and now me. Like the note said, I felt my body being squeezed, but I couldn't stop it. Then I woke up. I was on the couch. The lights were on. My mom was cleaning dinner. My sister was doing Christmas. It was 5:55. Was it a dream? I guess it was. I was glad it was. So I sat back and relaxed. But then the doorbell rang. I thought nothing of it. "Could you get that, dear?" my mom asked. She got up and headed to the door. It was now 6 o'clock. Then, a couple seconds later, my sister came back. She said, "Hey, Mom, look at the dolly I got in the package." And she held up the doll that came in the package. "No!" I yelled. It looked exactly the same. I hope you enjoyed that story called Present. Remember, don't always open mysterious packages. And if you do, sometimes, no matter how scary, it's good to believe stuff. Join us next time for some more scary stories. My name is Baz, and that was scary.